Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We had yesterday George W. Bush Jr., the most likely Republican nominee for the presidential race this fall, addressed a meeting of the NAACP and invoked the name Jackie Robinson in that meeting and went on to give some remarks that were generally favorably received. We have with us on the phone, hold on for a minute, do we have the pastor? We have on the phone with us Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, who is a frequent guest and a contributor on our program. Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil.
I know you're moving this week. This past weekend you were moving.
Right, we are. We're very blessed to have new offices. We're moving to our new offices, which are a couple blocks down the street. We'll have a new daycare center. We're also going to have a new senior center, so we're very blessed and very happy for that.
All right, what did you see... The governor's comments to the NAACP?
Well, I saw the governor's comments. I heard the governor's comments recap today in the news. And I can only tell you, Phil, that I am stunned that so many African Americans are in favor of George Bush that I feel alone. To that end, we have published a pamphlet that we have given out in our church to any and all who are interested in it, and that is one that articulates my misgivings about Governor Bush running for president and having so much support among black people. And it's simply called I Ain't Buying George W. Bush. And I am talking about why so many black... I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. I don't get why all the African-American people have fallen lockstep in behind this man. I don't get how all the black people that I know in our community, in our church, and in the surrounding community think this guy is the greatest thing since canned beer. I don't get it. I don't understand.
So the support among Governor Bush among African-Americans has you stunned.
I'm completely, aren't you? Aren't you as a white man? I think as a white man, you ought to be stunned. And
well, I don't know. I haven't seen the figures. I do know that you can't, for instance, say anything is universally true about any group of people, can you? And the Republican Party has probably made more of an effort at including non-traditional Republicans in their party over the last several years than Democrats have non-traditional Democrats, whatever the.
What is a non-traditional Democrat? I'd like to know the answer to that. But seriously,
well, you know,
no, seriously, Phil, I can't believe that Bush can go to the NAACP, whip out some quote from Jackie Robinson, and he's conning everybody in a joint. That is what offended me. Now,
tell me about the pamphlet "I Ain't Buying George Bush." What is that about?
What is that about? That's about an individual, free-thinking black man who's not following in lockstep about George Bush. I understand that George Bush calls himself a Christian and by the same token is in favor of the death penalty. You cannot call yourself a Christian and be in favor of the death penalty. And
why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not, because Jesus himself was a victim of the death penalty. Now, you call yourself a Christian and you back up the death penalty and you forget Jesus, he got one hell of a death penalty laid on him. I don't know what you call hanging from a cross, if not a death penalty. I don't know what you call walking up the hill at Calvary, if not a death penalty. I don't know what you call having to go through the scourge, as our Lord and Savior did, if not the death penalty.
All right. Okay, Ron.
I don't know what you call having Pontius Pilate stand there and wash his hands of you.
Right.
He washed his hands of Jesus. You don't call that the death penalty.
Right.
I don't know what you call having a Roman legionnaire draw his saber and stick it deep into the side of the Lamb of God, if not the death penalty.
I feel like I should say hallelujah here.
I don't know what you call it, but you know what I call it?
You call it the death penalty.
I call it the death penalty. That's what I call the death penalty. And George W. Bush, all white and everything. I love the way he gets up there in front of the NAACP, and he's all white. stayed in there, and he laid it on the brothers and everybody, all the sisters, everyone's there and said, now, you know, y'all, Jackie Robinson said, oh, hell, you know, that's about as dumb as a box full of hammer handles, you know, what Jackie Robinson said and all that. He don't know what Jackie Robinson said.
Well, he quoted Jackie Robinson as saying that he thought President Kennedy was a nice guy, but he reserved the right to change his mind.
That's all these white people do. All they ever do is quote ball players. They're gonna, well, next thing you know, at the next meeting that George Bush is at, he's going to quote Sammy Sosa on something. Well, I'll tell you something right now, we're better than ball players, and you can't lay that on me without paying a price. Now, and there isn't a white man running for political office in this country that hasn't given a speech in front of black people and not quoted a black athlete. This guy Bush quoting Jackie Robinson, because that's all, you know, that gets everybody all warm and fuzzy on the inside. So I get up there and I'll tell everybody not to vote for George Bush, and they roll their eyes and they wave their fans. They're bored with me. They love George Bush, but they're bored with me. Now, what do I say to people in my church?
All right, I have to jump in here, okay?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to take up your time, Phil, but that is what we're up against.
All right, let me jump in. George Bush got up in front of the NAACP. He quoted Jackie Robinson, and I don't know what his level of support. You say that there isn't a black person you know in this country.
I'm going to tell you, there's not an African-American man or woman I've talked to who is not going to vote for Bush. They love him. They love him. And that's what I'm saying.
All right, let me just jump in here. First of all, the guy's quote from Jackie Robinson, good or bad, is just a small part of what his speech was all about. You seem to think that you get up in front of your congregation and you say, don't vote for George Bush, and they roll their eyes and fan themselves?
Yeah, they're in church. But we don't have air conditioning because it's a black church. So we all fan ourselves and sweat. That's what we do, you know.
All right, well, quit being funny, okay?
I'm not being funny. That's exactly what we do. And I'll get up there, and I'll start witnessing. And I will say to them, you know something? I don't think you should vote for George W. Bush. And they're all like, oh, here he goes again. We're rolling their eyeballs.
Well, yeah, but you're saying, in other words, they're bored with you, but they love Bush. That's not a function of race. That's just a function of how good the speaker is, don't you think?
No, I think that's racist. That's racist for those people. And they're all...
But those are black people rolling their eyes and being bored with you.
That's racist.
And how can that be racist? They just don't think you're interesting, and they think Bush is.
No, I find that racism, and I find that to be racist. It's reverse racism. That they're not bored with a white man, they're bored with me.
But they're black folks that are bored with you because you're talking about not voting for a guy that they like.
And that's racist.
Well, you know what? I think you're rolling out an argument there.
I didn't say that they should vote for Al Gore, but I hear Al Gore quoting Jackie Robinson. That's all I'm saying. Hell, I might vote for Ralph Nader, but that's all beside the point. I've never seen a presidential candidate so intoxicate and hypnotize the black voters of this country like George Bush. Maybe not since Jimmy Carter's a white man played the black man like a violin. Now, I am begging black people. I am begging you. Don't vote for George Bush. And you know something, Phil?
What?
They're not going to listen. I can get down on my knees and I can bleed and sweat. I can soil myself. They're still going to vote for George Bush.
Well, that's just the way it is, then. That's just the way it is.
I got a hard time accepting that.
And some of the arguments that you make concerning George Bush, like he's against the death penalty, he's in favor of the death penalty, and yet he's a Christian, and Jesus was, a victim of the death penalty. Some of those things are probably more to the point than whether or not you're more boring than George Bush when you give a speech. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like to join us, with me is Reverend William Renick, Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. That is a church in suburban Los Angeles. And we're talking about his experience that overwhelmingly African Americans will be casting their vote this fall for George Bush. Now, you have written a pamphlet, I Ain't Buying George W. Bush. And are you selling that?
I am selling that. Phil, that is for 50 cents. And you can send away for that to Joyful Union Congregation. For 75 cents, you get the pamphlet and you'll get the news. You get the truth.
All right, let's take a call. You really, you did some preaching there.
I'm always witnessing. I'm always testifying. I'm always trying to give people what I think is the truth, not only in the spiritual world, but the secular world.
All right, let me take a call here. Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Tampa, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, sir. Yes.
Hi. Just a comment to the Reverend there. I think it's relatively ludicrous for anyone to make a statement that all blacks this or all whites this or all Spanish people the other thing, simply because you cannot speak for all anyone.
But I'm begging you, brother, not to vote
for your congregation.
George.
That's one thing.
I'm begging you not to vote for George Bush. I'm begging you. I'm not talking to you as a black man.
You know, if you vote for Gore, who's been found to be a liar, you stand for the truth.
He's been found
to be a liar. One that states that he invented the internet.
Well, brother, I'm not saying I'm going to vote for Al Gore. Brother, I didn't say I'm going to vote for Al Gore. I said I might vote for Ralph Nader. I'm just saying to you, please don't vote for George Bush.
No, I'd rather vote for someone that gives an opportunity to the black community. I'm black, and I think that when someone as the caliber of George Bush wants to give an opportunity to blacks versus George Gore, who basically says, come on, let me be the big daddy. Let me give you this.
I want to get it straight now. You're a black man, and you're going to vote for George Bush. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
There you go, Phil.
Well, look, that's just one guy.
Bush. I swear to every black man I ever met is going to vote for Bush.
No, you don't know every black man in America.
Every black man I've met.
You cannot, that's what I'm saying. You cannot speak for every black man in America.
Driving
that's
me
the
nuts.
Most ludicrous statement that anyone could ever make.
Everyone
that's
that you met in your church, Reverend, Pastor, everyone in your church, you can't say everyone that you've met.
Every black man and woman I've met, yes, you're absolutely right. In my congregation, all black folks, they're going to vote for this guy Bush. Now, ain't that a bitch?
That's a very prejudicial statement. You must be very prejudiced. Every individual for making a statement that every black is going to vote for George Bush. Every black is not going to.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break with Reverend Pastor William Rennick. This is Phil Hendry. He's talking about how he's got a pamphlet out, I Ain't Buying George W. Bush. He says it's not doing any good. Every black person that he knows in his congregation that has met is going to vote for Bush anyway. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. With me is Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. We're talking about George Bush's appearance before a NAACP meeting yesterday. Very warmly received, and the quoting of Jackie Robinson, and essentially just sort of doing what politicians do, Pastor Rennick, and that's playing to the crowd, right?
Let me tell you something. I want you to hear that George Bush gave the go-ahead to execute the first woman in the electric chair in the state of Texas since the Civil War. Now, Phil.
Oh, wait a minute. That's got to.
Now, hold on for a minute, because you know the Romans wanted to kill the Virgin Mary. They wanted to kill Mary.
We're not talking about Mary.
Hold on. They wanted to kill Mary. The Romans wanted to take Mary from the foot of the cross and drag her behind a mule cart. Well, God didn't let that happen. But George Bush, he'd take a woman and put her in the electric chair.
Okay, Reverend.
George Bush took a woman and put her in the electric chair. Now, I would never do that. I know Jesus would never do that. But the Romans, they wanted to kill Mary. And put her in an electric chair, too. They had an electric chair in the Roman times. They would have put her in an electric chair. And same thing with Mary Magdalene, too. They would have put her in an electric chair.
But the Romans didn't put either one of them in an electric chair.
They would have done that. And I'll tell you now that if you do not witness the hand of God, you are moving the hand of the devil. And the hand of God says, don't kill no woman in an electric chair.
Well, we don't know that. Okay, now what?
But God was... Jesus was a victim of an electric chair. And
he was hung from a cross. I know you're being euphemistic. He was hung from a cross, right?
Hung from a cross. But there was an electric chair back then. They didn't have electricity. All they could do was nail a man to a board. But if they'd had electricity...
Then I'm sure he would have died in an electric chair.
That's right.
All right. Here is Norfolk, Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I just want you to tell that reverend or pastor or whatever, eye for an eye. This guy...
That's the Old Testament. That's not the New Testament. The New Covenant with God does not say eye for eye. The Old Testament says that. And that's the Old Covenant with God, okay? I just want to set you straight on that.
I'm a am a Christian, but
all right, wait a minute, ma'am. Your car phone's breaking up.
I'm sorry.
Can you move away from the phone? Maybe that's what's causing it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, the bottom line is I am a Christian. I like Christian music.
That's the Old Testament's old covenant.
And I'll tell you what. If a woman does what that man did, I say fry her.
No, that's against the rules of God.
All right, your car phone is that a car phone you're on, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Horrible, okay? Hold the line for just a second. Here is Brandon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
That is God who said you don't kill no woman.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes. The pastor's talking about the electric chair and this and that
and
the people voting.
That's right.
In the church, okay?
That's right.
You separate that from another night, and you get the people together, and you set up a questionnaire. And you bring your congregation together and get it in order. That's all you got to do.
Get what in order?
Get the questionnaire. Ask why they...
I got a pamphlet out called...
I'm not talking about... Never mind that.
Well, never mind the pamphlet.
Never mind. Well, get the people together.
So $1 you can get you're not going to... George Bush.
You're not going to convince the people when their minds are made up. They're going to go according to conscience and according to what they know.
Are you black?
No, I'm not.
Well, hell, you can vote for anybody you want.
I'm an independent.
I'm talking about black people voting for George Bush.
I understand that.
That's blowing my mind.
Okay. But back up a little bit.
How do I get them from doing that?
Well, first you've got to get control of the congregation.
You white, you know how to handle black people. You tell me.
You get a hold of the congregation. I deal with black people all the time.
So how do you manipulate them?
I don't manipulate them.
You don't?
No.
You're white, ain't you?
I am.
I'm going to get out in front of that crowd.
Let me tell you something. I can go.
I don't know what to do, and I don't want them to vote for George Bush.
Wait just a minute now. I can go any street in America and not have no fear of anybody.
No fear of nobody?
No.
You should fear the devil.
I fear the devil.
Yeah,
I
fear
the
people.
Fear
the devil. You never fear a man, but always fear the devil.
Listen.
Because the devil comes in all different colors.
I understand that.
Pink and white.
We're talking about...
Blue and green.
All right, Reverend, don't go preaching now, okay? We're trying to have a conversation here.
Wait just a minute.
But the devil is somebody to be...
We know that. Let the lady finish what she said.
I
you don't manipulate black people.
I have no fear.
Let me ask you something. If you don't manipulate black people, then how do you get them to do anything?
You talk to them quietly.
That's how you manipulate them.
She's not talking about manipulating black people. She's saying that she's talking to folks.
You talk to people. I've been doing it for 8 years here in Tampa. I don't have a problem with the black people.
You talk to a lot of black people?
What's that?
You talk to a lot of black people?
Yes, I do.
What do you work on, a suicide prevention hotline?
No, I don't.
You know, I'll tell you something.
Would you please, Reverend, with all due respect, be quiet and let the lady talk?
Just a minute.
The devil talking, though.
Hold on,
I got to turn my car alarm off.
Okay, wait a minute, just a minute. If you will treat people the way you want to be treated, you'll be all right. Okay? That's the way I do.
I'm
get along with everybody.
I'm back.
Okay, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You treat people right?
Yes, I do.
You love them the way Jesus would love them. I'm not talking about some of that worldly love. I ain't talking about earthly love.
Pardon me?
You love people the way Jesus would love them?
Yes,
I've
been to the very top, and I've been to the very bottom. I'm a widow at this point, and I'm doing more as I go.
Were you married to a black man?
No, I wasn't.
That's why you're sad.
Why?
You weren't married to no black man.
I was married to a white man.
Do black people do what you say?
Do they do what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't expect them to do what I say.
If they do what you say, I want you to come and speak at my church. Because I tell you, it's a bitch. I can't get anybody to listen to me.
Well, you want to take my phone number? That's fine.
I'd love to have your phone number. You come out and talk to all these black folks I'm trying to talk to.
All right, where are you?
I'm down in Bellflower, California.
Well, I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida?
That's
right. I'll pay your plane ticket out here to come out and talk to these black folks.
Because
they won't listen to me.
There's no division in the spirit of the Lord.
And they pick up the sports page and the racing form, and they're looking at it and checking off horses. They'd do anything but listen to me.
You don't understand.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't understand.
Somebody's in the store. That's $6.95 for a six-pack of Bud.
Listen, I don't do the Bud thing, okay?
All right, hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
People to do You can't tell me it wasn't God's intention to make us all brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That's all I'm talking about.
All right, I got to get back to the show.
God told me to remember that, and I always will.
Reverend, I have to get back to the show.
I just want you to hear me.
I hear you, okay? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, is with me. We're talking about George W. Bush, governor of Texas, and the nominee, possible potential nominee of the Republican Party. I mean, it's obvious. And
I gotta kill my car alarm, Phil.
Will you get that car alarm shut off, please?
Hold on.
Tell him to go down to the street and turn the car alarm off. What's the story? And the William Renick says that everybody in his congregation, 100% African American, they're all voting for George W. Bush. He doesn't like it. He's put out a pamphlet for a dollar called "I Ain't Buying George W. Bush." Reverend,
I'm not that, Phil.
What about this pamphlet?
Yeah, but "I Ain't Buying George W. Bush," I think, says it all. It's self-explanatory. I ain't buying what he's selling. And for a dollar and a quarter, you can get our pamphlet and read the reasons why. When George W. Bush says to me that he's the answer for the black man, I ain't buying it. When George W. Bush...
Okay, now he's going to start preaching.
...says to me that he's the answer for all minorities, I ain't buying it. When George W. Bush...
Will you please, I got to take a phone call.
...tells me he's the answer for American foreign policy, that I ain't going to buy it.
Please, 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 I got to take a call.
That's all I'm saying. And I understand you're on a time constraint.
All right, let me take a phone call here, please.
Go ahead.
Is the car alarm turned off?
Yes.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just like to say, first of all, I thought this was a joke. I can't believe that a man is on the radio, giving himself example to be a pastor, has not listened to what anybody has to say.
If you have information to say,
sir, you know what? I've been wanting to say this, and I've been sending it to the radio. Shut up and listen. What you need
yes,
to do
exactly.
Is if you have any information to pass along that's so important, you'll freely pass it along. And if you are a black person, the last woman that you spoke with, you spoke very derogatory of black people.
No, I did
you
not.
Can't
I told
speak
you,
with a, you asked her, did she speak with a lot of black people? And then you asked her, where are you working? At a suicide hotline?
That's right, because a lot
that's
of the
where
black
you need to
a
be.
Lot of African-American people
because you are absolutely
on the verge of killing themselves. Because I know, I witnessed
you know
all
what?
The
your
people in my congregation
isn't as smart as you think they are.
I
because if they were, they would have dismissed you a long time ago.
Sister, I would tell you this, that
that's
I believe
ridiculous.
That George W. Bush is wrong.
They're not
black
as smart as you think that they are.
Who you
okay?
are who you voting for?
If I was them, I'd be ashamed to have someone like you saying
who
that
are you voting for?
The congregation.
I just want to know who you're voting for, that's all.
None of your business who I'm voting
none
for.
None of my beeswax.
It is.
But
if
you're
going to
put George,
business.
So you're going to put George Bush in there, you don't want to let
and
me know you did it.
Maybe he can help get rid of people like you.
You know, if I voted for George W. Bush, I'd kill myself, too.
Well, then hurry up and do it. You know, maybe that's we need to get rid of idiots like you because, you know, people struggle to vote along for black people to be able to vote.
I
and
love
then
my
we
people.
Come up with some idiots
right.
like you. It's ridiculous.
It's really true.
You're
I mean, you know.
Everybody's time, and it's a sad shame that you got all this airtime to show how much of an idiot you are.
I'm an idiot?
You're
going to go out and
you
vote
are.
For George Bush? George
yes,
W. Bush?
Sir, you are an idiot.
Oh, it's driving
you
me out of my mind.
To say, and then you're trying to rip people off for a dollar and a quarter to pass along information that you say to
my
keep George
is
Bush
$1.50. My pamphlet is $1.50.
What if I was too poor to even pay you a dollar and a quarter for it? Why don't you give the information out freely?
I misspoke. It's $1.50.
Because you're trying to be a total ripoff.
No, ma'am, I am not.
You're trying to get a silver spoon in your mouth that you weren't born with.
No, ma'am, I am not.
Quit being
I am
a hypocrite.
I'm trying to give some truth.
And get down on your knees and pray for your own soul because you have totally misrepresented everybody.
I pray for myself. I pray for all of my people.
That's a sad shame, sir. You know,
I
really feel sorry. And I'm still hoping that this is all a joke.
Man, the only thing that's a joke is our political process that has excluded the black man and the black woman
to take
from
the
participation
and
in
handle it.
And
the
this
right
political
way
process has excluded the minority people from being a part of it.
You know
and
what?
Our political process has excluded all women,
you're so
all Indians.
Listening to yourself that you will never hear anybody else. How do you even know what George Bush represents? Because you're talking all the time.
Can I get an amen?
You are talking all the time. You have not heard what anybody has to say.
I just want to hear an amen.
You should be sick of yourself.
Ma'am, every time I preach in my church, they say amen. Why don't you say amen?
Because they're sick. Well, why aren't they following along with you with their amens?
How about
hallelujah? If you can't get them to vote for George Bush.
Mr. Henry, my understanding was I came on
your program. Why aren't they voting for George Bush if they're amening you?
That's right. I mean, the lady's talking. If they're going to amen you and they're voting for Bush, they're not going to amen you, okay?
Why'd you amen me?
Yeah, why?
Who, me?
Because you're an idiot.
Okay, how about this? Amen.
I was all wrong. Now you think it's all funny. You think it's funny to join up with a white man, the black, the laugh at a black man?
I think it's funny that, are you black?
Am I black? Are you black?
Are you black?
I am an African-American male, but I live in the world. So I can say truthfully and with the love of Jesus in my heart that I'm all colors.
Give me a break. You have talked yourself so much that you even believe that.
Give me an amen.
You are ridiculous. I can't believe it. You got to
get a
laugh at yourself.
You
want to
get a lot of black people on your program to laugh at a brother. And listen to that. That's the ultimate failure in our society.
You
a black woman laughing at a black man.
Don't blame me for that.
Poor people.
You laughing at a brother?
You're trying to get $1.25. How many
pamphlets? No, I said $1.50.
How many pamphlets?
A dollar.
How many pamphlets?
I've sold six.
How many did you print out? How many did you print out?
I printed out 1,000.
Because you want money, right?
Ma'am, I am trying to free the minds of the people of my congregation. Why, you want to keep them shackled to the same old lie.
No, you're keeping them shackled by taking the tithing from them. You're taking the making them pass the basket around more than once, and then you want the last $1.25 that they got.
A man's got to eat, don't he?
You got to rip off the people that you're trying to save. Shame on you. Shame
you know,
on
Mr. Henry, I think it's a sad
you
thing where a white man, a white host of this radio show, has got a black woman making fun of a black man.
No,
don't
are.
Blame. Wait a second.
Like
don't blame me for this,
help.
Okay?
No, it's a sad
you
day a sister
no
going after a brother like this on a white
you
man's radio
no
show.
Help, sir. I'm calling you to tell you could humiliate
I mean,
the whole
Jesus
black
was not humiliated. Mary Magdalene stood by, and Mary stood by Jesus.
See, but Jesus
you don't
was
stand
no
by.
Fool. That was the difference. You are. Jesus was no fool. You are. Now
that
go
hurts.
Home and pray for yourself.
That hurts.
You go pray for yourself because you are a plumb idiot. Now, I hope this is a joke. Now, tell me it's a joke.
A joke?
Yeah, tell me that you've just been a total joke.
I only wish it was a joke. I feel so heavy in my heart tonight.
I feel sorry for you.
I feel heavy in my heart tonight.
What's the name of your congregation so I can send them a letter?
My congregation's
this guy
have a car with an alarm.
The dude has to go down and shut off his car alarm again.
That's just an alarm he's got.
Wait
no
a second. Wait a minute. Are you telling me he's got an alarm somewhere
I'm
in the room?
I'm telling you he just got something to pretend like an alarm going off.
When he gets back to the phone, Mike, I want you to ask him that, okay?
He's ridiculous.
If he's got some fake alarm.
It has a fake.
I want to ask you something.
What?
You got a fake car alarm in the room?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Have you got a fake car alarm in the room?
And this, I bet this Jezebel's got you believing that, right? Yeah, listen to it, lad. Yeah.
Where are you calling from, the payphone?
I'm calling you a Jezebel.
You calling from the payphone?
I'm calling from my office.
You know what?
Joyful, you
I learned a long time ago that
no
names don't
alarm.
Hurt me.
If you have a real car alarm, do me a favor. Go out there and turn the bloody thing off.
You
I got a car.
From the paper,
I'll tell you right
he's
now.
Listening to some other idiot when to let this thing go off.
I got a kicking stereo system.
Like he's that important.
I got to watch my Mercedes. I got a kicking stereo system worth a lot of money in there.
Oh, well, listen at you. What a hypocrite.
A hypocrite?
What?
Why?
You know what? If alarm, they've been stole that a long time ago. Get on out of here. Who do you think you
I got a 1964 Lincoln Continental. I got to have an alarm. And
you
I tell
know
you
what? That same Jesus that you say you got in your heart can take it away from you right now. Look at it. It's going down the road.
Same kind of car that President Kennedy got
God.
Shot in. I'll tell you that.
There goes your God.
There goes my God. That is not my God.
There
my
goes
God
your
is
God.
God. My God is a lamb. Okay, yeah, you,
you
laugh,
need some
all right.
More $1.25. You know what?
All right, let me get.
Thank you
I've
very much for the time with this idiot.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Take another break.
Yes, sir. Are you there? The gentleman in Virginia Beach? Virginia Beach, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Am
yeah,
I coming over next?
Yeah, go right ahead, sir, okay?
What happened to
okay,
Jezebel?
Hey, where's the preacher?
He's right here. Preacher?
Hey,
what happened
preacher?
To the woman I was talking to?
Hey, bro, shut up for a minute. Let me talk. I'm on a cell phone.
You tell me
I'm on a cell
up.
Phone. Can I talk to you for
you
a minute?
On a cell phone, brother. That's fine. You can talk to me. Don't talk
okay,
at me.
Okay, then quiet
you
down
can talk
for
to me, but don't talk at me. That's all
okay, I'm not talking at you. Just shut up so I can say something. This is money to me. Listen, first of all, I agree with you partially. I agree with you wholeheartedly about Bush.
Amen.
Hey, but check it out. Check it out. Name me a president in the last 40 years that hasn't bamboozled somebody in the first place.
Haven't bamboozled?
All of them are bamboozled.
I got faith in my fellow man.
Listen up. Let me talk. I'm on my cell phone. This is money to me, not to you.
I'm on my cell phone, all right?
Okay, well, check this out.
Something's more important than money.
Is how dare you try and tell somebody, black, white, turquoise, or anything, who to vote for and who not to vote for.
I ain't never told a turquoise.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
I'll tell you right now, my name's Pastor William Rennie. I know what's right for my people.
What do you mean?
What the hell you got going on over there anyway? You got some damn Hugh Hefner party going on?
Who told you were Moses?
Well, who's that?
Who told you that you were Moses and you were part in the Red Sea?
I'm not
your people.
I ain't Moses.
I may be dark like you,
but I'm
not your people.
This ain't no time for no house party,
you know,
brother. I don't know what you got going on over there, but I'll tell you.
You're on the phone and you sound like an idiot.
I'm Moses.
See,
to my people
like you, they give black people a bad name. Do you understand that?
You put down old E and talk to me straight.
Now, I'm talking to you straight.
All right, here's what I'm saying.
You sound like an idiot trying to peddle off that $1.25.
I said
whatever you, whatever you trying to make some duckies off of. You need to come straight and quit bamboozling people.
I don't put up with George Bush's mess, all right? You understand?
I don't like Bush either, but I'm not out there stomping the ground acting like an idiot.
And by the way, my
trying to talk people into doing. Who are you voting for?
My pamphlet's $1.75, by the way. I don't get this.
Who are you voting for?
Who am I going to vote for? I voted for Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
Well, the last time I looked on the ballot, Jesus Christ wasn't on the ballot, so don't play me for no fool. Who are you voting for?
How about a write-in candidate?
Who are you voting for?
Who are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for Midterm. Who? Bob Brown.
See?
Who?
You need to back up
Bob
and
Brown.
Get out of here.
Who's Bob Plown?
And you want to know, and this is exactly why your congregation is rolling their eyes at you, because you're acting like a straight-up nut.
Jesus Christ gets my vote every day.
And he gets my vote, too, but he's not on the ballot. So we got to do the best we can when we're here. And if you are an educated anything,
look,
you will sift through the crap and find out who you think you can vote
for. Hold on for a minute, nigga. You and I got to...
Wait. Don't you use that word on this show.
Oh, come on. I'm talking brother to brother.
Hey, tell me he did not call me the N-word.
I'm talking brother to brother now.
No, don't brother me, fool.
You use the word.
He did not call me the
N-word. Don't use that word.
Brother, I'm talking the word of God to you right now. Look, I talk to a whole congregation of niggas every weekend.
That does it. I'm dumping this guy out of here. He's out of here.
He's got to go.
Unbelievable. I apologize,
sir. Am I still
on? Yes, sir, you are. If you had a closing comment, I've dropped him off.
My whole closing comment is that I haven't seen a president. I'm 44.
Yes, sir.
I can't remember a president that I fully trusted. And all we can do as American people is listen to what they're saying
yes.
and try and sift through the crap. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But, he's trying to tell people we all have the right to vote for whoever we want to.
Right.
You know, and he's acting like an idiot.
Well,
you know, I'm not voting for Bush, but I'm not out there stomping and rolling. I don't know who I'm voting for right now. I just know I'm not voting for him. And, by the way, I'm from Texas.
Uh-huh.
I didn't vote for him for governor.
Yeah. Well,
I
appreciate very much your... What is that thing going on?
Huh?
Where are you at? Is that your phone or his phone? I hear a beeping sound.
No, that's got to be his phone. He's probably still hanging in the bushes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I hear people talking, a beeping sound. Sounds like somebody's laundromat just turned on. Do you hear that? What is he? Is he calling me? I don't think he's got an office at Joyful Union. I think he's calling from the laundromat. Really do. All right, anyway, it's Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We were going to take some just go open phones here for the next few minutes. So let me take this gentleman's call from Los Angeles, because it is about the All-Star game, right, Mike? Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, L.A. Hello.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Great. I listened to your program. I listened to your show with my 8-year-old son, Hashem, who is here listening to your show right now with me. So I'm enjoying your program. And I want to speak to you about this baseball.
I know. Mike told me that you called earlier, and we said, and we are sorry we couldn't get to you. So we had you call back. You called about the All-Star game?
Yes, I want to talk about the All-Star game, which is a baseball. And I'm a big fan of baseball. When I came to America 3 years ago from Egypt to start my business, I worked with my brother and different people of my family to start the two restaurants we work in West Side. And then I took my money, and then I started my own.
And so you started some restaurants with your family?
Yes, two in West Los Angeles, and then moved to Pasadena.
So you have a restaurant in Pasadena. Good for you.
Yes, and my son, other thing I came to America is to watch the baseball. And I told my son, you have to watch the baseball. It's an American sport. It's great sport. And I told him about All-Star game tonight.
And this is your 9-year-old son, right?
My 9-year-old. His name is Hashem.
Hashem, okay.
And I said to him...
Now, Mike told me you're a little emotional about something.
Yes, I am. I told my son, you want to watch All-Star game. This is best baseball game in America other than to watch World Series, which, of course, is championship game.
Right.
So he says to me, okay, Daddy, I want to watch All-Star game, Papa. And we sit down to watch All-Star game. And he says to me, where is Mike Piazza? I said, I'm sorry, he's not playing, he's injured. He said to me, where is Greg Maddux? Where is Cal Ripken?
Well, all of those guys are injured. They're not playing in the All-Star game. Did you tell him that?
Yes, I did. And he said to me, why would you do this to me? I hate it. Because we watched now for an hour, and he hates it so much. It's so boring. And it sucks.
And well, wait a minute. Is the kid all upset? And
yeah, he's very upset. Do you want to talk to me? He doesn't want to talk to you. He just hates it, and I hate it. And he used a word he had on the school ground. He called them sissy, sissify, pussy, this kind of thing. There is no manhood. And that's what I ask. What do you say to a boy? What do you say to a boy?
Well, is your son saying there's no manhood in American baseball because these guys aren't in the...
Yes, he's upset. What do I say?
Well, you tell him that, you know what, that's the All-Star game doesn't count in the standings, and these injured players and...
Well, the All-Star game is greatest game. Is it not of great stars? Is it not? An All-Star game...
Yeah, the All-Star game features the great stars of baseball, but it's an exhibition that doesn't count in the standings. Do you know what I mean by an exhibition?
No, I'm sorry.
An exhibition is a game that doesn't count in the standings. It's done strictly for the fun of it, strictly to exhibit, just inherent in the word, the game of baseball, okay?
Why is there no manhood? Where are the men?
Okay, now, where are the men? They're sitting on the bench because they don't want to get further injured and disrupt their ability to perform for their teams, okay?
I have to talk my... I'm not doing it, please.
What's wrong?
My son is on the ledge. Don't do it. On the window.
All right, get your son in off the window ledge. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. No manhood.